Greetings, this is Pastor Thomas A. DeLoach, and this episode is brought to you by To Empower You, a podcast dedicated to helping young adults and young couples achieve their goals and dreams from a biblical context. Pastor Thomas A. DeLoach.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to To Empower You. I am your host once again, Thomas A. DeLoach, and I'm so glad that you've decided to connect with me for these few moments in time. And on today's show, I want to talk about attitude hacks. This is a teaching podcast, so go and grab your Bibles and take some copious notes if you decide to do so. I'm so glad that you are on this episode with me today. As always, we start off our show with a quote of the day. And it goes like this, and it comes from the movie Frozen, "Let it go." Yes, let it go. Now let's start here in Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to look at verse number 32. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 32, this is my launching pad today. Notice what it says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you." Very simple and plain. And I think this is something that we definitely need to do in 2024. We need to be kind and compassionate one towards another because Christ has forgiven us. Now, today, when we talk about attitude hacks, you know, if you watch YouTube and different things like that, they got hacks for this and hacks for that. And basically, a hack is nothing more than a technique to be able to give you an inside scoop on how to do things more efficiently and more better. So I titled this salvo today, Attitude Hacks, because I do believe that attitude, when your attitude is right, you can go higher in Christ and higher in consciousness and in your life altogether. So I'm going to give you about 10 of these attitude hacks. It's not going to take me long to do. You might want to write them down because one of these, three of these, five of these, or maybe 10 of these attitude hacks might help you to begin to work on you. I think 2024 is one of those seasons and years where we really need to spend a lot of time working on ourselves. I know we want everybody else to change. We want this one to change. We want our wives to change. Wives want their husbands to change. Parents want their children to change. Co-workers want their bosses and supervisors to change. Members of churches, they want their pastors to change. Everybody is looking for change. But I want you to know, we got to look in the mirror. And if we can just change, things that we are looking through will begin to seem different. It'll look different. You'll perceive things different. You'll behave different. So I want to give you 10 of these, and I pray that some of these will inspire you to take your life to the next level. Here's number one. I'm calling this the power of micro mindfulness, the power of micro mindfulness. So this is what I'm saying. I want you to incorporate many mindful breaks throughout your day, taking just a minute to focus on your breath and observe your surroundings. These micro mindfulness moments can reset your mindset and enhance overall well-being. Now, you may think that this is not important, but it is because your mind and your brain needs air. It needs oxygen. So you taking these little breaks throughout the day and just learning how to breathe, inhale and exhale, I believe it'll deal with anxiety. I believe it'll deal with anger. I believe it'll deal with frustration. And I also believe that as you learn how to breathe, you're going to be able to think and make decisions. I want you to consider to take these micro mindfulness moments throughout your day. Number two, I'm calling this gratitude anchoring. This is what this means. Create a specific routine where you anchor your attitude by reflecting on three things that you are genuinely grateful for, genuinely grateful for every morning. I want you to do this. This sets a positive tone for the day. and it helps shift your focus away from negativity. As a pastor, I'm counseling, talking to people all the time. Trust and believe that I am. And one of the things I'm asking people, what are you grateful for? And you'd be surprised of the pauses and the ums and I don't know and this, that, and the third. That really bothers me to some degree because it says to me that you're more focused on what's not happening for you than what actually is happening for you. So I want you to take some time and have these gratitude anchoring sessions where you can pick three things that you are genuinely grateful for. Could be your spouse, could be your children, could be a place to stay, could be food, it could be an automobile to get you back to work. It just could be just being able to roll out of the bed and walk on 2 feet. But trust me, when you begin to do this, this is going to shift your whole day, and you are in charge of your day, and you are in charge of what you think about and how you react. So I want you to incorporate this. Number three, I'm calling this curiosity catalyst. Yes, curiosity catalyst. What does this mean? I want you to cultivate a curiosity and a driven mindset. Approach challenges with a childlike curiosity. You know, children are very curious. Asking questions and seeking to understand deeply before you react. This can lead to innovative solutions and a more positive outlook on life. I've often said that children ask questions, but adults make statements. When children don't know, hey, mommy, what is this? Hey, daddy, what is this? But adults don't do this. We make statements. Oh, I know that. I've been there. I got that. I've driven there. I got that car. I got that pair of shoes. We never ask questions when we should. We're making statements. But if you would learn to operate in this curiosity catalyst, even the scripture says, unless you enter into the kingdom of God like a child, you can't really understand what God is doing. So we have to really, truly learn how to stay curious and just ask the right questions. Well, they always told me that no question is a dumb question, but when you get grown, you don't want to ask no question, even if you don't even know the answer. You'd rather just sit there in the class, know you don't know, instead of raising your hand and asking a question. So I want you to get curious again. Number four, I'm calling this affirmation affection. Here's what this means. Design personal affirmations that not only focus on goals, but also emphasize your intrinsic worth. This is something that we need to do. Repeat these affirmations daily to reinforce a positive self-image and foster a resilient attitude. Affirmations are good. But let me tell you the secret to affirmations, and this is my opinion. Don't quote or say any affirmation you don't believe. If you don't believe it, it's not going to work for you. You know, sometimes, you know, you can watch certain channels or YouTube or whatever, and people are doing affirmations and they'll tell you to repeat after them or say these three things and this will happen or these two things and this will happen. It's not going to happen that way. Remember, faith comes from the heart. And so one of these attitude hacks is an understanding as it relates to affirmation affection is that we have to really understand that if we're going to see certain things happen in our life, it's never going to happen until you believe it. You have to believe what you are saying, and you have to teach your heart to believe. You got to teach yourself to believe the things that you're saying. I don't care if it's just two things that you believe. If you say it again and again and again, it is going to manifest for you over and over and over again. And so these affirmation affections are really good because it gets down into your subconscious. It gets down into your mind, into your heart, into your soul. And when you begin to say it, it's going to just reverberate throughout you. And again, it's going to cause there to be a resilience, a bounce back. You are down today, but you know you'll bounce right back tomorrow. And this is what we need, these affirmation affections. Number five, I'm calling this energy budgeting. Yes, I'm sure you've never heard these terms before. Energy budgeting. This is what I want you to do. Treat your mental and emotional energy like a budget. I'm going to say that again. Treat your mental and emotional energy like a budget. In other words, allocate time and energy to tasks and relationships that align with your goals and values. I mean, to me, this is brilliant, because when we really do this, we won't have all these energy leaks. Many of us are just spending time with the wrong people. We're just spending time going with the wrong crowd. But when you truly understand, if I've given you energy and I'm telling you to spend it or circulate it, you got to be careful of where you're going to invest your energy. Because some of us are investing in energy with relationships and certain things that are not getting you any kind of dividends. So I want you to avoid unnecessary emotional spending on unproductive thoughts and activities. So you got to get up in the morning, and we got to revisit this affirmation affection. And if you say, I am healthy, wealthy, and wise, you can't hang out with people that are not moving in that direction, because all they're going to do is drain you of your wealth, of your health, and of your wisdom. Remember, the scripture says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So let's pay attention to this energy budgeting. Number 6, this is called contrarian compassion. What does that mean? We have to learn how to practice compassion in situations where it is least expected. So sometimes that people that know you, they expect you to just go off. They just expect you just to blow your top. But you're going to be a contrarian, compassionate type of person. So you're going to flip the script. So you're going to practice compassion in every situation where it is least expected. Instead of reacting negatively to someone's behavior, you're going to consider what challenges they might be facing. In other words, you're going to have some empathy. You're going to put yourself in their shoes and listen and see how you would act if you were in their shoes, and what you would want somebody to say to you if you were down and out. So responding with empathy can diffuse tension and improve relationships. We really need to do this if we're going to really move further up in our attitude and move to another level in our mindset that we've never done before. Number 7, I am calling this feedback filters. Yes, feedback filters. What does this mean? Develop a filter for feedback. In other words, rather than taking criticism personally, and pretty much everybody does, filter it through a lens of growth. Watch this. Extract the constructive elements that can help you improve while discarding the emotional baggage. If people really would learn to do this, they wouldn't be so stressed out and sick. I'm telling you, in my opinion, this is just true. I believe people are stressed out and sick because they don't have a filter. Some of our filters are clogged because of unforgiveness and offenses. But I want you to get free from this, and we're going to use this hack. So in other words, as you're sitting there, you're talking to somebody and they're telling you how you could do something better. Or they're telling you what you're doing is wrong, and this is what you could consider. Instead of taking it negatively, you're going to look at it through a lens of personal growth. You're going to say, you know what? I'm going to grow from what you said. I'm going to take in consideration what you said, because you know what? I said this year, I want to grow. See, we say we want to grow. We say we want to go higher. We say we want to do more. We say we want to be successful, but we take everything personal. You can't do that. If you're going to be a better basketball player, a football player, or a husband or a wife, and somebody is mentoring you, they're supposed to be able to give you some constructive criticism. They should be critiquing the things you're doing and say, hey, and yet I show you a more excellent way to do the things you said you wanted to do. Again, as a pastor, I hear this all the time. People say, I want to grow spiritually in Christ. And I ask them, how much are you reading your Bible? Well, I ain't read my Bible in a while. I don't pray like I used to. This, that, and the third. I'm saying, well, how are you going to grow? You got to stop being lazy. You got to stop watching TV. You got to stop looking at movies. You just got to stop. You got to get off of social media. And you got to start putting work in the very things that you say you want to do. So having this feedback filter, I think, is a tremendous attitude hack. Here's number 8. I'm calling this humor healing. What does that mean? Infuse humor in challenging situations. Did you know that laughter has the power to reduce stress, boost moods, and create a more positive atmosphere? So find the lighter side, even in difficult moments. And this is for you mean folk, people who always mean mugging folks. You gotta learn how to laugh. Stop taking yourself so seriously. Listen, we all gonna die one day, but why do we have to be mean every day? You gotta pick and choose your battles. So I believe this humor healing, laughter, the Bible said, is great for the soul. It heals the soul. It permeates your mind. It releases the toxins out of your body. You need to learn how to laugh. Number 9, I'm calling this posture power. What does that mean? I want you to pay attention to your physical posture. A lot of people's posture is really bad. Stand or sit up straight. No leaning forward with your back all hunched, but adopting a confident and open posture. This is what this does. This is a simple adjustment, but it can positively impact your mood and how other people see you. See, we don't really know how we look to other people. And can I say this? We should care what other people think. I know people say you shouldn't care, but you should care. You should care what your spouse thinks about you, your kids, your family, your friends, your coworkers. We're not trying to be fake and phony, but what we're trying to say is if you got people around you that love you, ask them how you look. Is your shoulders all shrunk and over? Is you when you're talking to people, you know, you're looking them in the eye, you know, all of this stuff matters. We got to make sure that our posture is right, because when we're sitting straight up, when we're standing straight up, when our chin is out, our chest is up, you know, we're able to face the day. But when we got our head down and we all sunken in, trust me, you already defeated. And the only person that don't know it is you. So get your posture together, because if you do, you'll have some power. And finally, number 10, I am calling this future focus visualization. Yes, future focus visualization. What does that mean? Engage in vivid visualization of your future success. Close your eyes and vision what you want your now to be and the steps that you got to take in your future. Picture yourself achieving your goals in details. I want to say this. You have to see yourself in the theater of your mind. You got to see yourself. So don't just see a car. See yourself driving it. Just don't see a house. That's not going to work. See yourself living in the house. Just don't see yourself or a business. Just don't see a business. See yourself operating the business. See yourself sitting in the captain's chair. See yourself walking throughout the business. See yourself encouraging the future leaders or the subordinates there that are working for you. See yourself in your visualization practice, including the emotions and all of the experiences associated with that success. I often say you ought to feel it. Get happy about it. Get joyful about it. We used to do this as a kid. But like I said, when we become adults, it's just something about when you become an adult. We get off. We got to go back to this childlike manner and how we appropriate and how we think about things and curious about things and asking questions and being happy. You got to do this. Take some time and do it. This creates a positive mindset. And it motivates some action in your life. Again, I'm calling this future focus visualization. Take some time throughout your day. You can take 5 to 10 to 15 minutes if you can. And just, again, close your eyes and see yourself doing something extraordinary. And when you see yourself do it, ask yourself some questions. Am I ready? Am I working on this every day? you got to ask yourself some questions and be honest with yourself. If you're not doing these things, then you need to put some things into practice. We cannot be lazy about 2024. I think this is a tremendous year. And one, if we don't get this right, will hinder the future years. I really believe prophetically, this is a turnaround year for a lot of you that have really been struggling. But you're going to have to put some work in. You're going to have to dry your eyes. You're going to have to stop blaming people. And you're going to have to become better. I really hope you do. I'm calling this attitude hacks. So I want you to listen to this episode again and again and again and pick out one of these, two of these, five of these, or all 10 of these, whatever resonated with you, spoke to you in some meaningful way. I want you to put some feet to your faith. I want you to light your own fire and get busy living, because now is the time to do some extraordinary things. So that's all that I wanted to share with you today. I hope this episode blessed you. If it did, shoot me an email and send it to info@thomasadeloach.com. Do it today. info@thomasadeloach.com. I got a website. Go there. My first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for connecting to 2 Empower You. I hope this won't be the last time that you listen to this episode. Do me a favor and share this episode with a family, a friend, even an enemy. And again, go to the website at thomasadeloach.com. Find out who I am, my advocacy. If you are ever in the Raleigh-Durham area and you want to come by our church and ministry, we'd love to meet you. I would love to shake your hand and throw my arms around you and bless you and do all that we can do within our ministry to greet you in divine love. So do that today. Listen, I'm praying for you as always, believing God's best for you. Now is the only time that you have. So do something with it today. All right. And until next time, I want you to be empowered.
Thank you for listening to my show, To Empower You. If you were blessed, inspired, and encouraged, please send me a praise report, prayer requests, or show ideas to info@thomasadeloach.com. And follow me on Instagram @thomasadeloach and Facebook @DrThomasAdeloach. And remember, you can go to my website anytime at www.thomasadeloach.com. Until next time, be empowered.